The closer we get to the Amidah, the more we up the tempo. We stand up, we take three steps back, and we say, Tilais lekel elyon, baruch hu mevayrach. Praises to the Supreme God, the Blessed One who is blessed. The Perush, Iyun Tefillah, says, baruch hu mevayrach. Baruch hu. He is intrinsically blessed. Umavairach, and blessed by us. So Hashem, as it were, intrinsically blessed, that's top down. We bless him, the tzaddikim bless him, that's bottom up. Mavairach means that we recognize that he's the source of everything in this world, that all blessings emanate from him. Recognizing and connecting to our source. The Riben Yakar says something amazing. Tilais Lekel Elyon is a hint, a nod, a reference to Avram Avinu. And in fact, he says in the Tzchus of Avram, the sea split. What does that mean? Avram is referred to Hashem as Kel Elyon. Harimaisi Yadi Al Hashem Kel Elyon Kaine Shamayim Va'aretz. Refers to Hashem as the Supreme God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And therefore we use this Lashon of Kel Elyon because Kriyas Yamsuf was in the Schis of Avram who says Kel Elyon. Baruch Hu, because Avram blesses Kel Elyon. Baruch Hu M'vairach, we bless Hashem too. What does that mean? In what schus was the sea split? Yes, there are chazal that say it was in the schus of Yosef. But evidently, if we're referring to Hashem as Kel Elyon, which is a reference to Avraham Avinu, evidently, the context of our Shemona Esrei, of our Amidah, is going with this approach. Perhaps the simplest way of looking at it is when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, Vaya'aminu ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. They believed in Hashem and Moshe his servant. Avram Ha'ivri, Avram Avinu, is the one that teaches us Emunah. Emunah in a Kel Elyon, in a supreme God, in an ultimate power, pitted against whom nothing else has any power or any strength whatsoever. Avraham Avinu works this out rationally. He doesn't even experience any miracles until he's willing to be Moser Nefesh, until he's willing to give up his life for that which he believes in. And he walks into the Kivshan Ha'esh, ready to give it all up, based on the courage of his convictions, of everything that he knows to be true. That's Emunah. That's faithfulness. Being faithful to that which we know is true. The Bnei Yisrael at the Yamsuf. Nachshon Me'aminadav. All the Nesiim, according to some Chazals, exhibit and express that Emunah. That faithfulness in Hashem. And even in the most pressing of times, when all the odds seem stacked against us, you're Avraham Avinu at the edge of the furnace. You're the Bnei Yisrael at the side of the Yamsuf. All seems lost. Hashem is a Kel Emunah. He's a faithful God, and we exhibit our Emunah by trusting in him, even in the most pressing of circumstances. What a great way to stand up to Davin, our Amidah.